95 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
3 to 7 o'clock. Today on the show, we're going to talk about you quit your job.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be from a different time, though, because no one's really quitting jobs right now with the economy.
Yeah, it's not possible to quit a job right now.
But for a long time, it was very possible to quit.
But you're looking for dramatic exits?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. You stomped out. That's the best.
And you had your fill.
And you yelled whatever.
I think I flipped off a line cook on my way out.
Happiest cities in America, we'll talk about.
And, USA!
And where L.A. lands on that list?
It better be number one.
Or doesn't.
Damn it. Come on, people.
So that's coming up, and we also have our 1 second of Nonstop Rock.
Nonstop Rock.
Game. And we're going to play you 1 second of the song. Could be the beginning, could be the middle, might be the end. Worth $500.
Damn, and if you don't get it, and you should, then it rolls over. And
correct.
It'll be worth $1,000 at 4 and $1,500 at 5 o'clock today.
So fail.
So
is
fail.
What we're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Give someone else a chance. Pay it forward. We got the new Dirty Honey right here, too. This is California Dreamin' on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I can't stop staring out the window. It's another beautiful, cloud-filled, rainy day.
It really is. It
makes me so damn happy.
And the sun part of it makes me happy.
Ah, yeah.
And the cloud part of it makes you happy.
Yeah,
it's both.
Yeah, so we're both happy. That's gross. That's sad. Who cares?
Why is that sad?
I don't know. I mean, that's nice.
Here's a list of the happiest people, the cities where the people are the happiest.
Okay.
And they the ingredients, they say, include a positive mental state.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy body.
Okay.
Strong social connections.
Sure.
Job satisfaction.
Right.
And financial well-being.
So Manhattan is not on the list. New York City. Or at least not very high.
I will tell you the top 10.
Okay.
And we'll see where Los Angeles is.
It better be number 3.
So number 1 is Fremont, California.
Fremont. That's up north.
I think it's up north. Yeah,
by the border, maybe. Yeah. Okay, let's move to Fremont. Screw it.
Number 2 is Bismarck, North Dakota.
Okay.
No thanks.
No. That's, North Dakota?
Yes. 3 is Fargo, North Dakota.
Fargo, that's where you get your all chopped up. You get thrown into a wood chipper.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's freezing.
Yes, agreed. All of these places except Fremont are freezing.
No, wrong answer.
4 is Madison, Wisconsin.
No!
Now, I will say this. I love Madison, but the winters are unbearable.
I've never been there.
It's a college town, so it's
a party. It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And cheese. Lots of cheese.
Correct, yes. Number 5 is San Jose. All right, that's always up there.
Yeah.
Number 6, South Burlington, Vermont. Number 7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska?
Number 8, Columbia, Maryland.
Who answered these questions?
Number 9, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
I have a friend from Cedar Rapids. He did not like it there. He was happy to leave.
Number 10, Santa Rosa, California.
I don't know where that is.
So hi, Los Santa Angeles Rosa. Isn't really in that.
Come on!
List so much.
They didn't ask me.
I would have put, I like living here.
I love Los Angeles.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
No, it's totally, I mean, can't is move it a
little,
anywhere else.
Is it a little too hot in the summers? Yeah.
So?
Sure.
So is the planet. It's going to get worse that way.
But it's not that cold in the winter. There's days like this that
beautiful.
Are perfect.
I've tried it. Living in New York City. It's my second favorite place to live. I lived in Phoenix. I lived in San Francisco. I've lived in San Diego. No place even comes close to
agreed.
Los Angeles. Love it.
Irvine is number 12.
Irvine?
Yeah, Irvine.
Okay, hi, Irvine.
San Francisco is number 13.
No, no, no. See, I lived in San... I don't... It's... No. It's too annoying.
Where is Los Angeles?
It's number cool 17. And it's beautiful, but it's just sort of annoying.
Number 17 is Plano, Texas.
Plano.
Where is Los Angeles? Number 20 is Seattle, Washington.
Come on.
Then
I do love
Idaho.
Seattle. No, Boise. What's all these middle?
St. Paul, Minnesota?
Nope. I have a friend who loves it there, though. He does. He's like, oh, you should move to St. Paul.
We're talking about the where people are the happiest, according to this study.
With a criteria of 5 things.
Yeah, and your job, your health, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Everything put together. Right. Number 25 is Scottsdale.
Yes.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Number 26 is San Diego.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Hang on, let me
it's very
see.
Very quiet down yonder.
Los Angeles is.
Del Mar Dog Beach is awesome in San Diego.
33 is Huntington Beach.
Okay.
All right.
All right, getting closer. 33.
33. That's how far we are.
Come
yes.
on.
Looking for Los Angeles.
Who are these miscreants who don't care for Los Angeles?
36 is Des Moines, Iowa.
No, there's no way Des Moines, Iowa is ahead of L.A.
38 is Oakland.
Come on. Oaktown. No.
Oaktown. that's 38.
Nope.
Let's see. 41 is Anaheim.
For crying out loud. How many are on
Portland,
this list?
About 200. 189. Okay. 51 is Washington, D.C. Let's see. Where's
No Los offense Angeles? To any of these places.
BTW. 57, Sacramento.
I just compared to L.A.
Let's see. 61 is Boston.
You're even wearing an L.A. shirt right now.
I am. That's true.
Yeah.
71 is Rancho Cucamonga.
71?
So we're getting in the area, Rancho Cucamonga. Anchorage, Alaska is 72.
I do like Anchorage. I did live up there for a minute, too.
Oh, actually. Seems dull as hell.
No, it's pretty, you know, everybody's really chill, if you will. It's a very weird vibe in that town.
Peaceful?
Yes.
77 is Garland, Texas, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Nashville, no. Mesa, Nashville. Chicago.
Mesa, Arizona?
Yes.
No.
Tampa, Florida?
We spent a lot of time in Mesa.
Yes,
my brother, and no.
Yes, we have.
Uh-uh.
We spent probably 10 years in Mesa.
And no.
And no is the answer to that. Tampa, Florida is 86.
No.
That's the worst. Let me see.
All right, now I'm getting irritated.
Fort Lauderdale is 98.
98. KUP. I'm sorry.
99 is Los Angeles.
No. 99. We're 99.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was tweeting about this earlier because I find this fascinating. Scientists want to send 6.7 million sperm samples to the moon.
Wait, hold on. What'd you just say?
Scientists want to send 6.7 million sperm samples to the moon.
I can't go to the moon. As a kid, I was promised I would be on the moon by the time I'm this age.
I mean, part of you can.
Wait, where do I donate? I'll be right back.
How would you even begin that process?
And why?
I think it's the planning to repopulate if meteor hits or there's a nuclear war.
People are rabbits. We'll do it. How are they going to get to the moon anyway? First of all,
that's a great question.
Yeah, and if there's been a global event.
After the global event,
right.
We're not all going to have rockets.
We were promised them by now in 2021.
So they have decided that they want to put an underground bank so that they could. Yes.
Who's going to make a deposit and a withdrawal?
6.7 million.
Sperm samples. So, I mean, clearly it's going to be important people like disc jockeys and...
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, I mean, really.
I don't know how you decide who not.
Yeah. Hey, you. Come here. You seem smart.
Mind.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stop doing that.
Imagine being the scientist who's like, okay.
You have to collect.
What are you doing, honey? Today I have to start a process.
Sure you do.
Where
something about Mary. I don't know.
it's insanity. And they have a whole thing that shows like plans, architectural plans that show the sperm bank on the moon. It'll be underneath the ground.
So is this before people live there? I mean, they're hoping to do this in the very near future. I know they're hoping to park people on the moon to live there for X amount of time, you know, and get
I
get
think
started.
They're hoping to do this before that. This is going to be 80 to 100 meters underground.
Is this like an example to children and how it works? Okay, the sperm goes in to the moon first. And then aliens show up
confusing.
And find the sperm. Right. And what are they going to do with it?
There's alien hybrid humans.
Yeah.
Is that a movie? That should be a movie.
That sounds like a great movie. Hey, that's an awesome movie.
Somebody make that.
Yeah. Give us credit when you get your Academy Award.
Just thank us at the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we're asking.
Yeah,
in the plans, though, the scientists have a lava tube and an elevator shaft. So I'm not sure if they're being funny
these
or...
These are double, 100%.
Did you ever see Ted?
Oh, the movie, the talking naughty teddy bear?
The stuffed teddy bear.
Yeah.
And he got married to an actual woman.
Sure, like you do.
And they wanted to have a kid.
Uh-huh.
And so he had to have Mark Wahlberg give a sample.
Right.
So now Ted is in the, the hallway with a doctor at the sample place, and this happens.
Oh, hey, Doc, is this where you guys store all the stuff?
It's the intermediary station before insemination. I'm Dr. Danzer.
Oh, cool. So how'd you get into this line of work? Do you just love...
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I mean, that is a good question. That is a solid question.
All right, sperm to the moon.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Woo!
Are we excited about it now?
NASA, stop it, pervert.
I go from one job with a partner who loves the calendar and the date to another job where a guy loves the calendar
yeah,
and the date.
It's March 11th. It's 3/11 day. I know I love Nick and Peanut and Jim and Chad too. And Doug. Super cool guys. And I know there's a lot of partying going on today for 3/11 day because those guys know how to throw down.
Yes, they do.
And party. Happy 3/11 day.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Time for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock
game. We have $500 for you. We're going to play a tiny clip, a 1 second clip. It could be the beginning, it could be the middle, it could be the end. Usually it's the middle.
Yep.
And you identify what song it is. If you're caller 13, you will win $500.
$500 if you can tell us the name of the song and the artiste and you're caller 13. And if for some reason you can't or you just feel like blowing it off, then it'll roll over to $1,000 in the 4 o'clock hour.
That's correct.
All right, so you ready to take a listen? Listen closely and then be ready to call us. All right. That's it.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock
game. 1 second of nonstop
rock.
How good is your hearing? I guess it has to be pretty good. You have to really pay attention. Yeah.
I would think so too. But I will tell you this. I could hear a million of these clips and I would say, of course, I know that song.
Right.
I would never be able to put a song title to
it. I'm right there with you, man.
Or an artist.
I cannot do that, and it's really frustrating, especially in this business. But who are you?
Hi, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are very good. Thank you.
You ready to play our little game, our little 1 second?
Is it already? I think I already got it. Is it Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Hold on. Your arms are there.
Hold up.
Good shooting, Tex.
What's happening? Slow down, my man.
I like someone who's chomping at the bit.
We are going to play it for you again, because that's what the rules say.
Yeah.
And then you're going to tell us what your answer is.
And then maybe you got $500.
All right.
Thank you for coming up to that register. All right, here, take a close listen, and then here you go. Matt, what do you think that is?
Yeah, Freebird. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Freebird.
Freebird! For those of you playing along at home, here's a little more taste of it. You got yourself $500.
This is a contest I would never win, so congratulations.
Yeah, me either. I could never do this. Yeah, well done, sir.
Well done. Thank you for
thank
listening.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Now, I want to give away more money. We just gave away $500, and that was fun. I love giving away money.
We're going to give away another $500 this hour.
Nice.
Between now and 5 o'clock.
Unless they don't get it right, in which case it rolls over to $1,000, and I want to give away $1,000.
Correct.
So don't get it right.
So you are rooting against the person this hour. Seems harsh. Seems harsh.
Man.
Okay.
All right.
You know who Piers Morgan is?
I do not. I've heard the name.
He's a
movie star. He was in James Bond films.
No.
Okay.
I don't know who you're referring to. No, he was a judge on America's Got Talent or one of those shows. And he's like,
never seen
he rubs people the wrong way. He's like a evil Matt Lauer.
Okay.
If there is such a thing.
Right.
And, you know, he gets, there's a lot of controversy around him. And he does a morning show in Britain.
Oh, in Britain. Hey, in Britain. Bean's a big fan, isn't he?
In Britain.
Right.
I don't think he is a fan of Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is one of those that really rubs people the wrong way. So when the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle interview came out, and she was talking about some really personal stuff.
Yeah.
Like worried about her own safety, what she might do to herself, needing mental help, being told, no, it's not good for the institution.
So
he
weird.
Came on the air and said, I don't believe a word she's saying. She's
what?
Everything she's saying is nonsense.
What?
I don't trust a word that comes out of her mouth.
Okay, I'm very glad now that I don't know who this person is.
Yes.
Because what the hell,
yes,
dude?
But.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of pre-story, and that is that Piers Morgan and Meghan Markle apparently went out for drinks.
Oh, so he's Mr. Bitter.
That's what I think is going on.
Right, yeah,
so maybe. Now he comes on the air and he's like, oh, I don't trust anything she says.
Yeah.
And the weather guy on their morning show in Britain calls him out on it, and he gets up and just straight walks off. Listen to this.
And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to.
I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry. No. Sorry.
So, do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, mate, but not my
own. No, no, no.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behavior.
Diabolical, wow. Wow.
That's a great word of the day.
I'm picturing a castle. And
and they had like, I don't know, I think that number was 41,000 complaints.
About what he said?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And I think you can say you don't trust a person, but you can't really say, if she says she needed mental help,
right,
that's something that you don't...
You don't generally lie about that in public on an interview or ever.
Or doubt it.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep that to yourself. Even right. If you don't trust anything about her.
Right, right.
Maybe keep that to yourself. So yes. He then was let go or quit, I don't know which, and they caught up with him today, and this is what he said.
I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in the right to be allowed to have an opinion. If people want to believe Meghan Markle, that's entirely their right. I don't believe almost anything that comes out of her mouth, and I think the damage she's done to the British monarchy and to the Queen at a time when Prince Philip is lying in hospital is enormous and frankly contemptible. So if I have to fall on my sword for expressing an honestly held opinion about Meghan Markle and that diatribe of bilge that she came out with in that interview, so be it.
Why can't they say the hospital?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do they have to say he's in the hospital?
Well, it does make a little more sense because there's only one. But what was going on in the background? A bunch of little kids.
Cameras.
Like, no, I know, but it sounded like little kids playing with like...
That was a lot of press. It's a crazy story over there. So he pretty much stomped out.
Right.
Now, I don't care about the royal family. I don't care about Piers Morgan. I don't care about anything except for stomping out of work.
That's my favorite.
That. I do love that.
Have you ever stomped out of work?
I have once.
Oh, yeah.
I was working at a tiny radio station in Casa Grande, Arizona.
All right. Wait, for Kevin Weatherly's dad? Because he actually worked there. He
wasn't there when I was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jed the Fish was at that station.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Weird.
So this guy's a new guy. He buys it. He comes in. I'm going to do the morning show, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to afternoons, and he wouldn't pay me.
Well, okay.
And so I thought, you know... The whole pay me thing.
Why didn't he pay
you? I thought he didn't have a choice.
Of course, yeah. Well, that's generally how a job works, right?
He wouldn't.
What do you mean
pay
wouldn't?
Me?
Just wouldn't
pay me.
Like your check's due on Friday and you're like...
So
like,
Friday, my check is due and I'm out of gas.
Right.
And I need to drive an hour and a half back to Phoenix.
Right.
So I say to him, I need my check in time to go to the bank so that I can get gas and drive back.
Mm-hmm.
And the time came and went.
Wow.
And it was 2:00 and I went on the air, and about 3:00 I just said, I need my check. I'm going to the bank. And he gave me the check and I just walked out.
He just left. That was it. Well, good.
But I mean, you know,
that's crazy.
I didn't think paying was optional, but
generally
apparently
not.
It was for him.
Wow. Well, that's
have
a
you
reason.
Ever stumped? Have you ever quit?
I've not gone back to a few jobs.
There's quitting and there's stomping out.
No,
there's
I didn't stomp out. I've never. Yeah, I would love to. I wish I had.
I didn't have.
I'll stomp out of this one.
I didn't.
Forget this stupid job. Forget it. I'm out.
I didn't have any pithy thing to say. You know, right. Something cool. That right, I can like, say now that I yelled.
Yeah.
I wish I did, but I didn't.
Right.
You know,
well, did he call you and ask you why you weren't on the air the next day?
No, he never talked to me again.
He taught you a lesson.
Which I was fine with.
Yeah, exactly.
So
probably what, did you a favor, man.
What? Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what we're looking for is you quit a job.
Yeah, let's hear your quit story.
Even better if you quit and yelled and or quit and stomped out.
Flipped off a line clerk
right.
On the way out.
Yeah. However it is you quit, but you quit... Pretty harshly.
Yes, please.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
There is something satisfying about quitting a job, isn't there?
There really is, because you do get upset with certain parts of that job.
Yep.
And you put up with it because you need the job.
Right.
But then when you finally are able to quit.
And you just know you never have to deal with whoever or whatever that one thing was ever again. It's done. It's history. I love it.
So it's best if you stomp out. Those are the stories that we're looking for.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. Sir, when did you quit?
It was around New Year's Eve. The guy who relieved me from my shift told me, hey, I'm not showing up tomorrow, so you're not going to be able to go party.
So you were supposed to get off at midnight?
I didn't show up. They sent me to another spot. When I got to that spot, it was in Skid Row.
Right.
Bro, they showed me around. It was just littered. It was horrible. It was a horrible neighborhood.
Right.
The lady showed me around what I was supposed to do. And within 5-10 minutes, he went up to use the restroom. And I just walked out.
I'm sorry. Hold up. Hold up. Did she go use the restroom or you went to use the restroom and then use that as an excuse to get out?
No, she went to go use the restroom, and she's like, hey, man the post, I'll be back, I gotta go use the restroom, back in 5-10 minutes.
Boom! You're out of there. That's awesome.
I love that.
I'm out of there. I'm like, I'm done. I'm not... Yeah.
So, thanks for calling in, man. Isn't using the restroom some sort of dodge for you? Have I heard that story?
Yeah, I've done that many times where I say, I'm using the restroom, I'll be right back.
and then you're gone. You skate.
Yeah.
Hey, KLOS, when did you quit and why? Let's hear about it.
As part of the reason I came to California about 7 years ago, the guy I was working for, I had an office, and next to me he had a relative and another girl, two girls next door to me, that just, you know, talked all the time, just ran me crazy. So I shut the door, and he called me to his office one day and told me, he said, you know, you're going to have to leave that door open. I think it might have been his niece, said, my niece is claustrophobic. And she can't have that door shut. I said, okay. So I left, went back to my office, and within but a few minutes, he came over and was standing in the doorway, kind of, I guess, seeing if I was going to shut the door or what was going on. But I got there and got pissed off, and finally I stood up, took my little cell phone off, took my credit card out of my wallet, walked up to him, started reaching out towards his hand. He opened his hand. I slapped in his hand. I said, you need this more than I do. And I walked out.
It was a business credit card.
Oh, yeah, it's a business credit card. I gave it, you know. And then a few weeks later in the mail, I got all the stuff that I'd had in my desk. I guess he was fine with that idea, too.
Look at you, man.
Yeah.
You left the state. What state did you come from?
Oh, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
To Los Angeles.
All the way across the country.
Well, welcome to L.A.
That guy wanted his door open.
And a good thing that he didn't send you the stuff all burned up, I suppose, in ashes.
Yeah, true.
In the mail. Hi, KLOS.
Did you quit a job?
So I was working at Office Depot. This was one of my, like, first on-paper jobs. And they had me as a backup cashier. And this lady came up, one of those Karen types, right?
No, no.
And just started going off about how these pencils were supposed to be cheaper. And she asked for the manager. I was just the backup cashier. She had basically seen a cheaper price online for her.
Right, I gotcha.
And she wanted to buy a bunch of them. And I was like, dude, lady, come on. Like, you know, this is, you're being ridiculous. So she asked for the manager, and then I just don't want to deal with it.
I got you. Like, yeah. I don't blame
any
you.
Any other places to work at that point.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, by the way. I just had enough of it. Yeah, I just had enough of it. And I was like, F you, F you, F you, I'm out of here.
By the way, this is all predicated on not being in current times. You remember when you used to be able to quit a job and then find another one?
Yeah, those were the good old days. So I remember those a long time ago.
That's what we're talking about again eventually.
Yeah, 818-955-KLOS. When did you storm out? I want to hear a storming, screaming fit. Tom Petty seems like music you would listen to after you've quit a job, walked off. You're just like going into the sunset.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean?
I can see that.
It's such a great feeling when you're driving away for the last time. You're like done. I've quit a few jobs in my life.
Never
stormed out. All of them, except for Jack FM. And
really?
Other, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, weirdly. Yeah.
I didn't quit either. All right, so...
Boo. That sucks.
So what we're talking about is people storming off. Back in the day when you had other job possibilities.
Yep.
When the economy was
better.
You
could do that, yeah.
When you could quit a job and then get another one.
Right.
Sometimes people drive you crazy and you just have to quit. KLOS, when did you quit?
When I was younger, I was working at an old El Pollo Loco in Glendale.
El Pollo Loco!
It was horrible.
Go ahead.
Don't ever do it. And it was in an area I wasn't too good. The old Vandekamp factory was there, so there was a lot of homeless people there.
Mm-hmm.
So one night, they sent me out. They're like, we need you to go outside and we need you to clean the bathroom.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, I don't want to go outside. I don't feel safe, blah, blah, blah. Sure enough, nope, you have to go outside. So I was like, nope, I refuse. She goes, you can't refuse. And I'm like, no, I refuse. I'm not going outside. And she's like, well, you're going to get written up. Nope, I quit.
Nice.
So she decides I can't quit.
What?
She tells me, well, no, you can't quit.
What?
And I'm like, nope, I quit. She's like, well, you can't quit. I take off my shirt. Now I'm in my bra, basically.
Right.
I take off my shirt. I throw it at her, and I walk out the door. I go, I quit.
What a weird thing for a boss to say.
Yeah, you know, well, I have had bosses say you can't quit, but not on the spot. Yeah,
they don't understand the word quit.
Right. Where's there people seeing you take your shirt off and throw it at her? I hope an audience.
Yeah, there are a couple customers, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, I quit. Boom, so you shirt at her, walked out the door in my bra.
You were the crazy chicken that day.
I sure was.
Good for you.
I'm not going outside to clean any bathrooms.
Yeah, hell no. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hey, KLOS, you got a I quit story for us?
The reason I called was because that Cheap Trick song was so rad.
Yeah, like, it's really good, isn't it?
So good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I love it.
They don't. A lot of British bands don't put out stuff that's so good.
Thank you for calling in. We totally agree with you on Cheap Trick.
Yeah. Hey, KLOS.
What's happening, Sogo? How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you doing, man? Say hi to my pal, Kevin, who's moved in with me.
Hey there.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Did you quit?
Well, actually, I assisted in a quitting.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Okay.
The story goes like this. My mother got a job helping somebody groom dogs. And she gets to the job and realizes it's way more than she can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So she finds a phone in the back room and calls the house, and I pick up. And she says, I need you to call this number back and plead emergency at home. Just make something up. So I brought my grandfather into it and said, I called back and I said that my granddad's having a fit, yada, yada, yada. And my mom needs to come home straight away. So the lady goes and tells my mother. Of course, my mother's like, you know, panic, leaves the place. And as she's walking out the front door, notices that there's a little piece of paper with her phone number on it. Because she never filled out an application or anything.
Right.
And so my mother took the piece of paper with the number so the lady could never ring her back.
Your mom rules.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. Hey, KLOS, do you have a quit story?
I've left a company by pulling up at 2 in the morning, parking my car in front of the office. I got out. I put my company credit card, my keys to the mail slot,
right,
and took off. They gave me my paycheck in direct deposit 2 weeks after I quit.
Nice. Good old direct deposit.
So thanks for calling in. I thought you were going to be like Office Space. I can put strychnine in the guacamole.
Yeah, exactly. He had that sound in his voice.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Like he was going to go crazy.
Hey, KLOS, do you have an I quit story for us?
I worked at Burger King when I was like 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the job on the register, and they asked me to clean the restroom.
Yes.
And I was like, no problem. It's probably not too bad.
Ha! Wrong. Incorrect answer.
Wrong, sir.
I went into the restroom, and there was throw up and crap all over the place. And next to the restroom door was the emergency exit where the alarm went off.
Right.
So when you said stomp it out, that's the light went out.
What?
My house is like 2 blocks away. I just ran all the way home and I never heard that Burger King again.
They had to have heard the door going off and are like, there goes another one. He's coming in next.
Another employee. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Now you've quit your job. You've stormed out, so you need cash. So we want to give you like $500 right this second if we can.
It is Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock.
Game. We have $500 for you because Matt and Pedro won it with Freebird already last hour.
Yeah, he picked that one out of the air.
So now we're going to play a second of the song, and you have to be caller 13, and then if you identify the artist and the song title, you will win $500.
Nice. So listen closely. Here you go. All right. Do you know what that is? Play another song that we just played.
Let's play the same one again.
Yeah. Give us a call.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
And who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Kathy from Simi Valley.
Hey, Kathy from Simi Valley. How are you today?
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah.
I got through to you.
And by the way,
I am good.
Not only did you get through to us, you were caller 13.
My lucky number.
Well, that's a wonderful number for today. Yes.
Damn straight. All right, we're going to play you a little piece of audio, and if you can identify it, tell us what the song is, who it's by. We will give you $500.
Yeah, I got to really listen because you went right in on the song so fast. But
I mean,
okay.
it's 1 second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but that's true. All right, take a deep breath and give it a good listen. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. What do you got?
Van Halen, Hot for Teacher.
Great song. Not the one we're looking for, though.
Incorrect.
Sorry. Damn it. But thanks for playing along. So that means it's $1,000.
That's right. Next hour. Same clip.
And
$1,000.
Good luck. Not Dead Yet.
That is a new song from Devorah.
Yeah.
Called Not Dead Yet. And wow.
Yeah. It turned up on Matt Pinfield's Sunday night show. New and approved. And if you are out there driving to that song right now, if you're in the North Valley, be careful. It's pouring rain, thunder, lightning.
We can actually see it out our window.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. But man, do I love that song.
Yeah, that's
some good stuff.
Good.
Not Dead Yet. Devorah on KLOS.
We were, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about. Maybe it was last week. We were talking about movies that everyone else seems to love, but you don't. You just don't get it. You don't see it.
Right. Boy, that happens a lot.
It's not funny to you, but everybody else thinks it's the funniest thing.
And they always have to say, you know what? No, you should give it another chance. And here's the scene that's great.
But it matters because if you love a movie, like the guy that called with Airplane.
Right. We were so offended.
Nonsense.
Yeah. How dare you, sir?
But because I think it's a personal thing, because you love it so much, you want other people to love it as well.
Represents you in some weird way.
I think so.
But I never try and win someone over if they don't like a movie. If they say they hate it, I'm just like, okay. But
you're crazy. Airplane?
Yeah, there's something wrong with them.
We were both offended.
Oh, yeah. But
So we were taking calls for that topic, and this guy called with a slightly different topic.
Well, it's not a movie, sir.
Okay.
It's peanut butter. I hate peanut butter. I cannot stand it. I hate using it. I hate being around it.
Everyone
loves it for some awful reason.
I feel like we'd like to keep this topic to movies.
But that's kind of interesting.
For another day.
Yeah. What are your feelings on Nutella before we move on?
Nutella, never had it, but I probably hate
it. Get off the phone.
So this is that other day.
Yes.
What is the food stuff that you everybody loves and you hate?
Everyone goes on and on about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't see the appeal.
God, I didn't even really thought about it. How about you?
I don't really have any... I'm kind of a human trash can.
Me too. I don't really care.
I just sort of eat everything and like everything.
Yeah, I love food. There's very little food. There's certain seafood that I don't really care for.
Okay, same.
Yeah.
Like salmon's a little too...
Lobster. People love lobster.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't. Maybe I've never had good lobster.
That's possible. Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know.
Well, you get it at a fast food restaurant.
You're the new McDonald's crab.
You're not
going to
get that.
Mm.
But that guy just hated peanut butter. And by the way, also, he hated being around it.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be in a room with peanut butter.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He didn't say he was allergic to it. He just doesn't like it for some reason.
Right, some people can be allergic. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, he's just like, screw that stuff.
But if everybody's going on and on about something, and for food, it happens probably
all
your whole life.
Yep.
You don't like whatever, macaroni and cheese. Let's say you're the devil.
Let's say
you're the devil and you don't like macaroni and cheese.
There's something wrong.
So then everybody gets in a fight with you your whole life.
Yeah.
So we would like for you to call now at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and we will talk to you about foods that everyone loves except you. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we are talking about foods that everyone else seems to love, but you don't.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello, about the food that everyone loves that I hate.
Everybody loves except for you.
Bacon. Hate bacon.
Wow, hate bacon.
You hate bacon. Are you American?
Is that legal?
Are you a citizen of the United States of America?
I am a citizen of the United States, but I've always hated bacon.
What about ham?
Ham, I'm fine with. Sausage, I'm fine with. Bacon, I just can't stand.
Wow, that's interesting. All right, well, thanks for calling in. Hello, KLOS. What is the food everyone loves except for you?
Avocado.
Mmm. Everyone does love it.
Everybody does love avocado.
I'm on board. What don't you like about it?
It's a flavorless green ball with a seed inside it.
Very well put. Thank you for calling in. 818-955-KLOS, what's that food you hate and everybody else loves?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. By the way, Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock
worth $1,000.
Yeah, now. This hour,
before 6 o'clock. Right now we're talking about foods that everybody seems to love except for you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. We're talking about foods that everybody loves except for you.
I have to agree with the lobster.
And
take it further. So basically, anything that comes out of the water except fish, I can't stand.
Oh, you know, really? Wow.
Anything that comes out of the water except fish.
A lot of stuff.
That's a pretty big category. Yeah.
So no more calamari for you, huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's pretty... Yeah. I kind of liked it for a while, and then the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, this is really disgusting.
It's rubber as well.
Yeah, it is. It even is if it's deep fried. Thanks for calling. Hey, KLOS, what's that food everyone loves except for you?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
Oh, all right. I cannot stand canned cheese. That nacho cheese wrap.
That's the best stuff on earth. And you used to get it at Del Taco, and then they changed to that weird paste stuff. I mean,
oh, my God. I can't have cheddar cheese and just forget it.
Try it again.
Yeah, you need to try it again. That one is the only one I think so far we've been like, you need to try it again.
And it's the worst one.
Yeah.
KLOS.
1-855 KLOS. What's that food you love but everybody else? Or whatever, the other way around. Turn that around.
Funnel cakes and churros.
Oh, you don't like churros?
Wow, funnel cakes and churros.
I don't know. There's something about it that's gross.
It's a nectar of the gods.
I don't know.
Well, thanks for calling, but don't tell Disneyland.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about food that everybody else seems to love, but not you.
Cheese.
Wow, cheese?
All cheese?
Just in general, cheese.
Wow.
I will eat pizza as long as it's not too cheesy, but... can't stomach it. Don't like it.
How about that?
Does it actually hurt your stomach? Is that the deal?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Huh. I couldn't live without my cheese. I love cheese. But thanks for calling. Thank you. That would I'd not want to live on this planet anymore.
You just give up.
Yeah, I would. Hi, KLOS.
Hey. I cannot stand watermelon.
Watermelon. Down with watermelon.
Watermelon doesn't even have a taste. It's kind of
it has sort of
nothingness.
Yeah.
I've tried the watermelon juice. I've tried the texture of it. Nothing about it do I like.
I don't really care for it. I don't dislike it, but yeah, I hear you. I understand that one.
I just don't think it's strong enough to love or hate.
Yeah. I get that. Hey, KLOS, what's the food everybody loves except sucks?
Popcorn.
Oh, wow.
I cannot stand popcorn.
Popcorn.
I find it to be a useless snack.
So what do you eat at the theater when you go to the movies?
Normally like Raisinets or...
Strong. Strong both.
Yeah. So you're a sweet girl.
I went out to theater and everybody's digging into the popcorn and then touching the theater seats.
Yeah.
And then they get back into the popcorn. I just find it absolutely disgusting.
And then people have the popcorn breath. Do you know that popcorn breath?
Oh, sure.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
It is awful.
It's like you smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
You smell that strongly.
Thanks for calling in. Don't tell Orville Redenbacher. I'm dead. Hello, KLOS. What's the food that you cannot stand?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Long time fan him.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
Isn't it nice that he came over here?
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I am happy to be here. I hate pancakes and waffles.
Woo! I'm sorry. You're going to have to be hung up on.
What?
I literally eat waffles every single morning. Frozen waffles.
Waffle is three just of them with peanut bread. Butter.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. Whatever. Everybody has the right to hate food.
It's your right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thanks very much.
It. All right.
Hey, thanks for holding. What's the food that you hate and everybody else loves?
Mushrooms.
I despise mushrooms. I loathe them.
As a food or a drug?
The food.
Just checking.
Disgusting.
I agree, sir. Unless you're talking about the drugs. Thanks for calling.
All right, coming up next, we have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock.
And we have $1,000 up for grabs.
Yes.
Next. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're going to give away $1,000 here?
Yeah, I hope so.
You think that's going to happen?
I hope so. You just take a close listen to this 1 second of stuff we're going to play, and you might have a grand.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Raw game.
So it's 1 second. Could be the beginning, middle, or end. In this case, I believe it is in the middle.
I have no idea where this is on this piece.
I think it's in the middle.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I'm not positive.
Hell, I don't know.
But it's worth $1,000.
That's right, because someone guessed it wrong last hour, so it's rolled over. It's $500 to begin with, and it'll just keep on rolling if nobody gets it for a couple weeks. Wow, gosh. A
couple weeks.
Golly gee. Yeah, I'll be so sick of it by then. I'll just tell you what it is.
It already got up to $2,000 once.
Yeah, that's right.
Now
yeah.
This is $1,000. You have to be caller 13. Tell us the artist and the song title at 818-955-KLOS.
Listen closely. Here is your 1 second. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slago's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
KLOS, who's this?
My name is Denny.
Were you listening closely to that 1 second of rock we played on the air a minute ago?
I believe I have, and I believe I know what it is.
All right, well, we're gonna play it for you again, just so you can check it out and maybe, you know, think about your answer. And if you get it right, you get $1,000.
All right, that'd be awesome.
All right, so give us the artist and the title of this song. Listen closely. Here you go. What do you think it is?
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
I'm
sorry, that's not it.
Damn it.
Thank you.
All right, so $1,500 tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
$1,500.
I bet if I were to look up right this second other songs with that title, Nothing Else Matters, I would find a bunch. You know, there's massive. Yeah, it's weird how many songs share the same titles.
I used to think it would be like trademark stuff, like you couldn't do that, but that's just not true at all.
No, not with music, with songs. Yeah. I mean, no, which is interesting. But yeah, so starting tomorrow at 5 p.m. and all weekend long, and I love this weird concept, we're going to play you two songs in a row that have the same title, but they are totally different songs. They have nothing to do with each other
Nothing in common at all, except for the title.
Yep. I mean, you know, and I think like Dirty Honey's a perfect example. They had to have kind of done that on purpose. The Mamas and Papas song, California Dreamin'.
Right.
Title of their new song is California Dreamin'. Has nothing to do with the
Doesn't
Mamas.
Doesn't sound anything like it. It's not a remake of any kind.
Nope. So you might hear that back to back at some point tomorrow or this weekend on KLOS.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Time for a dumb crime story.
Yes, please.
Police say they have recovered a 400-pound playground slide. Somebody stole a slide from a playground that weighed 400 pounds.
Oh, wow. It must be. Is it really huge? Tall?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's from the state of Washington. And they apparently were looking for something else. It was in this neighborhood, and they were investigating recent catalytic converter thefts.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because this was going on in this neighborhood. Thieves would cut up the exhaust system and sell it for scrap metal. Mm-hmm. And they walked into a mobile home.
Okay.
And found the 400-pound slide in the kids' room.
No, like, it must have been right up to the ceiling.
Next to his bed. So his bed was there.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Right?
Yes. Those are the best parents in the history of mankind.
But how does the guy, steal a slide?
Right.
It's 400
pounds. Cool. It's for everybody, but you have it in your room.
Pretty cool to have it in your room.
Dad, you rule.
In a mobile home.
I mean, how do you, like, get it down the hallway and
in
the door?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, they pull the roof off the sucker or something.
I can't imagine how they did it.
Well, no, so they went into this trailer and they...
Looking for something else.
Yeah, and they were like...
They were like, hey,
we've been looking for this thing.
Just a minute, that's the slide that... What? How did you... Wow. They probably asked him all the same questions.
Yeah.
How'd you get in here?
He's like, I don't know, man. I don't remember.
I was on Ambien. I don't have any idea.
Oh, man.
So that guy lives.
And is he in Florida?
No.
Oh.
The state of Washington, which comes in a close second, I think, behind Florida for crazy
strange
people.
Stuff going on up there.
So that's dumb crime out of Washington.
All right, here's that one song we all like a little too much. It's Royal Blood. Trouble's Coming, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
That has to be a little bad for our ears at that level.
Yeah.
Playing it at that level.
I have always had extremely good hearing, and I know that I would have much better hearing if I hadn't been doing this damn business all this time.
But you can't listen to that song softly.
No. Oh, it has just to be no loud, way. Yeah.
I have for you the happiest cities in the United States.
Los Angeles,
number
one.
They always put these out. Yeah, and I always think, you know, I've lived here over half my life.
Yep.
I'm a Los Angelino, as far as I'm concerned.
Me too.
And I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course there's stuff that's bad. Traffic sucks.
True everywhere.
I mean, that's true of everywhere.
My second favorite city I've ever lived in was New York City. And there are times when you're just like, I want to go out and get a carton of milk and I don't want to have to deal with New York.
Right.
All the insanity. But you do, and I still love it. Not nearly as much as L.A., though. I love Los Angeles.
So you look at a list like this, and you go, all right, well, L.A. has to be pretty high up
top
there.
Top five if they're talking to the right people.
Fremont, California is number one.
I've always heard really good things about Fremont.
You have?
Yeah, I don't have any idea where it is. It's way up north,
right? California someplace.
Yeah. Well, let's move there.
This is done by Wallet Hub, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Who?
You know, they put out all those lists.
Oh, sure, yeah. Who?
Bismarck, North Dakota is second.
North Dakota?
Bismarck.
Nope.
Fargo, North Dakota, is third.
Your favorite. She's in your favorite movie now.
Fargo.
Yeah.
Yes, she is in my favorite movie.
Yeah. No Man Land.
No Bad Land.
Whatever.
Yes. Madison, Wisconsin is fourth, which I can see because it's a college town. I can see that.
Yeah, you've been there.
It's
like
a pretty cool town. But the weather.
The fourth best, happiest city. Why? What are the criteria for this?
They take into account job availability, health.
Oh, see, nobody wants to work there. Yeah, you can find a job. You can't find one in L.A.
You know, health care.
Oh, okay.
Income. All those things that they normally factor in.
Okay.
San Jose is fifth.
All right.
Sixth is South Burlington, Vermont.
What is a South Burlington?
I don't know.
I've never even heard of it.
Happiest city.
My arse it is.
Lincoln, Nebraska is seventh.
No, you
Columbia,
can't be.
Maryland is eighth.
No.
Wait. Cedar Rapids, Iowa is ninth.
We're going way too far and I don't hear L.A.
Santa Rosa, California is 10th.
Nope.
Then there's Sioux Falls and then Irvine. Okay.
Oh, all right. Irvine.
San Francisco's 13th.
I lived there for a while. It's rough. It's a rough town to
live
in.
It's a tough to live.
Beautiful city, but just tough to kind of get around.
I feel like it's a good place to visit. Not a great place to live.
Yeah, yeah. And they hate L.A. I don't know why, but everybody always talks about how much they hate Los Angeles. I don't never say that I hate San Francisco or really any other city.
I mean, sports teams, yes.
But yeah, no, there's everybody talking
that maybe
about
where
L.A.
Comes
L.A. sucks.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, 16.
No.
And then you go Rapid City, South Dakota.
No.
Is 20th. St. Paul is 24th. San Diego, 26th. Okay.
Maybe we're just missing out. Maybe these towns are wonderful.
You think Cape Coral, Florida at 31 is really amazing?
No.
I don't either.
Back. Nope.
Huntington Beach is 33rd.
HB.
All right. Des Moines, Iowa, 36.
Des Moines?
Oakland, California, 38.
Oaktown.
I want you to remember that.
That doesn't make sense.
By the time we get to Los Angeles, I want you to remember that Oakland is 38.
I'm frowning.
Portland, Oregon is 43rd.
Okay.
Chula Vista. 43rd. Okay. Oxnard is 47.
Now, hold on.
Yes,
Chula Vista down there in the San Diego area?
Yes.
No.
It's 45th.
Incorrect.
It's 45th.
Now, this is all a filthy lie.
It's ahead of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Chandler, Arizona.
No.
Sucks. We both live there.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. Doesn't seem like a great place to live. Santa Clarita, California, 54th. Arizona, 55.
Tempe's kind of cool. I mean, it used to be cool.
But we're looking for Los Angeles in the list.
Yeah, how many are there on this list?
189.
Is it 189? Because I will burn the building down.
It is not.
Oh, okay.
But it's close.
I'll put my match out then.
Pembroke Pines, Florida is 65th.
Never heard of it.
I know. I'm just trying to give you a list of some of the ones that are ahead.
Happy town.
Of Los Angeles. Grand Prairie, Texas is 70th, which means Los Angeles is lower than 70th.
Nope.
Yonkers, New York, 75th.
Yonkers.
Mm-hmm.
I always like that name.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 76th.
Boy, people love Pittsburgh, though.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Anyone from Pittsburgh spend any time there, they get brainwashed or something.
81st, Nashville.
Come on.
82nd, Mesa.
Arizona?
Uh-huh.
Mesa, Arizona.
Yes.
No.
And both of us have lived there,
yes,
and it sucks.
Worked there. No.
90th is Atlanta.
I've never been to
Atlanta. Let me see. Springfield, Missouri, Casper, Wyoming.
Wait.
Los Angeles. Here it is. 99th.
Clearly, whoever they asked never really lived in Los Angeles.
Oakland was 48th.
38th.
38th,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, 10 higher. Wait, what's at the very bottom?
What do you mean 10 higher?
I don't know.
It's 99th. versus 34th.
What's at the very bottom?
Let's see. The last one, 182, is Detroit, Michigan. Foo Fighters on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm afraid of this story.
We have a pretty good job.
Yeah, very true.
Now let's get to the story.
Okay.
Scientists want to send 6.7 million sperm samples to the moon.
So why?
They've begun to lay plans for repopulation in case something happens to the Earth.
Okay, quick question.
They're calling it a modern global insurance policy. So if there's a natural disaster, there's drought, there's an asteroid that hits the Earth.
Aliens.
Whatever.
Then whatever what? Reason. But how are we going to get off the planet to get the sperm that they've put on the moon if everything's like... You know,
they would need to leave us a standby rocket.
And then, right? Oh, so we go up and get it and then come back down.
No, I mean, you would need to have one. You just break glass in case of emergency. And then there would be a rocket there. And whoever is the last person on Earth
goes up and gets the sperm. That's your job. Right. Okay, that's a crap job.
First
of all, collecting it is
terrible. Is a crap job.
Yeah. Deciding who.
Yeah, because it says including humans.
Oh, well, so it's also like animals.
They want to have a lot of animals, which I can. I'm down with
you know,
that.
They've actually done that for a long time. There's yes. some in like the Himalayas or whatever. They've put elephant semen.
There are a couple of places on Earth where they have these.
Right. Now they're like, we better do the moon. Yeah.
Now they're saying it's going to be on the moon. It's a proposed bank or, quote, ark. And it would be beneath the surface of the moon. And somehow they would have to get 6.7 million samples.
I just don't think that it's fair that I was promised I would be on the moon and traveling back and forth when I saw men landing on the moon. One of my first memories in my life when I'm this age in 2021.
Right.
But instead, I can go in the bathroom over here and give you a little sample to take up this.
Part of you could be on the moon. Congratulations. Foo Fighters on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm afraid of this story.
We have a pretty good job.
Yeah, very true.
Now let's get to the story.
Okay.
Scientists want to send 6.7 million sperm samples to the moon.
So why?
They've begun to lay plans for repopulation in case something happens to the Earth.
Okay, quick question.
They're calling it a modern global insurance policy. So if there's a natural disaster, there's drought, there's an asteroid that hits the Earth.
Aliens.
Whatever.
Then for whatever what? But reason. How are we going to get off the planet to get the sperm that they've put on the moon if everything's like... You know,
they would need to leave us a standby rocket.
And then, right? Oh, so we go up and get it and then come back down.
No, I mean, you would need to have one. You just break glass in case of emergency. And then there would be a rocket there. And whoever is the last person on Earth
goes up and gets the sperm. That's your job. Right. Okay, that's a crap job.
First
of all, collecting it is
terrible. Is a crap job.
Yeah. Deciding who.
Yeah, because it says including humans.
Oh, well, so it's also like animals.
They want to have a lot of animals, which I can. I'm down with
you know,
that.
They've actually done that for a long time. There's yes. some in like the Himalayas or whatever. They've put elephant semen.
There are a couple of places on Earth where they have these.
Right. Now they're like, we better do the moon. Yeah.
Now they're saying it's going to be on the moon. It's a proposed bank or, quote, ark. And it would be beneath the surface of the moon. And somehow they would have to get 6.7 million samples.
I just don't think that it's fair that I was promised I would be on the moon and traveling back and forth when I saw men landing on the moon. One of my first memories in my life when I'm this age in 2021.
Right.
But instead, I can go in the bathroom over here and give you a little sample to take up this.
Part of you could be on the moon. Congratulations.
It was on this day in rock in 1967 when music publisher Dick James made the crazy announcement that already, as of this date in rock in 1967, 446 different versions of Paul McCartney's song Yesterday had already been recorded. It was on this day in rock in 1972 when Neil Young's Harvest album hit number one on the U.S. and U.K. album charts. And that, of course, is the album that included the single Heart of Gold. It was on this day in rock in 2005. 1995 when the front door of Ozzy Osbourne's childhood home in Birmingham went up for auction because the current owner was tired of fans defacing it. He says he gave the money that he made on eBay from that door to charity.